Art is a healing force, a source of life and energy. And a national program run by the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts is based on that idea. Turnaround Arts brings artists into struggling schools to expose kids to the ways art can revitalize education, using the example set by those artists' lives to inspire and educate. Actor Alfre Woodard is one of them. She's in Hawaii to work with students at Kalihi Kai Elementary School, Kamaili Academy Public Charter School, and Waianae Elementary School, and she's with us in our studio. Good morning, Alfre.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
I'm happy to be here.
Did the arts have a transformative effect in your life?
Yes, and I think they do in everybody's life. I'm of a certain generation that we actually had strong art programs mm-hmm. in the public schools. And I must say, I tell the kids when I meet them that I am not successful and out in the world advocating for them and advocating for justice and the common good mm-hmm. and all the things that I do. I'm out there because the effect that having, you know, making things with my hand, and I was terrible at it, mm-hmm. but it opened my eyes to connecting me with the museums that I went to, with people that made art, mm-hmm. with different cultures, and made me have the confidence that I could do something in the world. So I am talented, I will say, but the reason that I am successful is because not only did I have the exposure to music, to making music, and I wasn't even great at that, so it's not a matter of the quality, mm-hmm. but it expands your mind, your horizons. It creates community between students and teachers, and it completes the education. So I wanted to make sure that all American kids, and especially here in Hawaii, that they had those opportunities that we all had.
You know, pursuing arts education doesn't necessarily mean you have to make a life as an artist or become a great artist. It just means you have to open up your mind and maybe not be afraid to fail, right?
Oh, and also it stimulates creativity, and creativity is how we solve all problems.
Yeah.
You know, we used to be a big nation of innovators back then, and we're sort of giving that up. When budgets start to slash, the first thing that goes is the arts, mm-hmm. because people think of art as a luxury or playtime.
Yeah.
But it really is. It's what separates us from other animals. It starts that critical thinking. It starts the ability to, it kickstarts the ability to work together. I must say, when all of us artists, we remember that, and I'm saying artists, but when people go to Congress and they testify, they've always testified about, mm-hmm. You know, what made them successful. It could be a pilot. It could be a baker or a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say, I wanted to fly the plane. I wanted to go into space. You know, since day one, it was that, oh, I made this, I made the solar system out of clay when I was in Mrs. Johnson's third grade
yeah,
class.
Right.
It got me thinking about the stars. And so what happened is we didn't want people to think that we were just trying to nurture artists.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing is we're building citizens. So it doesn't matter what you do. It all starts with creativity and critical thinking and learning. And so we discovered through a document we put together for then-President Obama, 72-page document of all the research over 30 years, or the data over 30 years of the effect of playing instrumental music, of singing mm-hmm. within a community, the students that had it and the students that didn't have access to it, the variation in their math scores. And when kids were, and this was all around the country mm-hmm. over a 30-year period, and how much those scores went up. Well, now we have footage of when people are playing. There's you can see the parts of their brains that would make them susceptible to understanding mathematical concepts mm-hmm. is vibrating and alive. And the same way with visual arts, how it stimulates language. So all of that to say, we wanted to bring that information because the people that are holding the purse strings, they want numbers and facts. They don't
right.
want to know how it makes you feel. But I'm going to tell you, it changes the culture, not only of the human being, the child, but it changes the culture of the school. And so, but we've got those facts. We got how much, you know, test scores, those
And that's what you need. It can't be this intangible benefit because it stayed in that intangible ghetto for a long time and without being advanced.
Intangible, but again, I mean, you go back to Plato. It is that thing that not only completes the education, it makes the education possible, the true education. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's called intangible.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Power,
it gets marginalized.
Yes, exactly.
In that world, but you know, and people in the arts don't need persuading. You know,
that's no.
I like that you call it turnaround arts because I think anyone who has a life in the arts will have some version of it turned my life around.
Yes,
right. It gave me a sense of what I can do, and that as you said, that applies to anything.
And it turns schools around. What we are, turnaround arts, we're not an arts program for the sake of the arts. We are a school reform program, and mm-hmm. that's what we are getting results with. We have gone into, we have about 70 schools nationwide, maybe 78. But in those schools, some of those schools have gone from F rating up to a C, C plus, B, B minus, all. And we do that we see that change within at least 2 to 3 years. Within a couple of months, we see a change in the culture of the school and how the kids walk in and the amount of joy and confidence. You can always tell when we come to a school and kids, you ask their name, they look around, they look down.
Mm-hmm.
But just the fact that a child, you know, kindergarten through eighth grade, will look you in the eye and say, "My name is Kalani." That's a tough thing, but that is the biggest hurdle of getting our children out into the world. When somebody looks at you and expects things of you,
mm-hmm.
you buy into it and you believe you can deliver. And we see our kids in their own individual level starting to deliver all over the country.
When somebody looks at you, you've got to look back at them. It's pretty fundamental.
Yes.
But you also have to have that sense of who you are to be able to raise those eyes up and meet that gaze, don't you?
But isn't that how, I mean, that's, we're in the same generation. That's, we just want to give in the 21st century. We want our children, they deserve it, to be able to have that sense of self. Because when you have a sense of self, then you have you've already started your respect for other human beings. And that is the groundwork of education, is to make sure, is to civilize us, to make us civil one to each other.
When you see people mistreat each other, it's so frequently a product of their, how they feel about themselves.
Oh my, you hit it, Chris.
Don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
But that's, you know, and that's to focus on that previously thought of as intangible benefit
mm-hmm.
is paying off. You're seeing the results, right?
We're seeing it. Like I said, around the country, but I have to tell you that our Hawaii Turnaround Arts is becoming a star as we go around to our different schools. We look to Hawaii and we bring up Hawaii, how the success that we're having already here. You guys have the added benefit of having a strong culture already. And so what we are doing is we are tapping into that culture as a means of a language to reach the students. And it's just amazing. We were out on Pokai Bay yesterday. We're doing a video, and you guys will see it in a couple of months, doing Love Train. And all of our beautiful kids from the three schools were there, and they were singing. And they don't even know each other, but normally you'd have kids staying one side to another. They were all together and singing, and it is an approach that keeps people's, not only their hearts open, their minds open and receptive. When they're in the schools, the way that the students and the teachers speak to each other and the way that they interact, it's amazing to see.
It's great to hear a hopeful story. Of any kind.
Yeah.
Alfred, well, thanks so much.
All there is hope, so we're going to keep fostering it.
We've still got it. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Chris.
Alfred Woodard is an actor and mentor with Turnaround Arts, a national program run by the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts that infuses struggling schools with the arts to bolster reform efforts. Turnaround Arts has been working with three schools in Hawaii since 2015, Kalihikai Elementary, Kamaili Academy Public Charter School, and Waianae Elementary.